Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and one of the most influential voices in this great nation joins me in studio in this November Seattle day. And it's David Brooks, who is a distinguished columnist, commentator for the New York Times and for Atlantic Magazine. He is, as they say in the biography about his new book, which is called How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. He's someone who also appears regularly on PBS NewsHour. Brooks is the best-selling author previously of The Second Mountain, The Road to Character, The Social Animal, and Bobos in Paradise. And, oh, yes, also on Paradise Drive. David is going to be speaking tonight in Seattle at Town Hall. And it's at 7:30 p.m. And, David, I would imagine that in your speech tonight, you would be able to connect some of the themes in your book, which has to do with human interaction and how to have more satisfactory and beneficial human interaction. You would be able to connect that a little bit to the themes of the Thanksgiving holiday. Because we on this show at least prefer not to see Thanksgiving holiday as a day for repentance to Native Americans. It's it's different.
Yeah.
Are you ready on that?
I hadn't thought about it, but I really should, because that's some of the most challenging conversations we have all year. And so this book is really about exists on two levels. First, the personal level. I just wanted to train myself, and I'm not naturally the most social guy. My joke is, if you remember that movie Fiddler on the Roof, you know how warm and huggy Jewish families can be. Mm-hmm. And I come from the other kind of Jewish family. We were super intellectual, and so we weren't really great at bonding. And so I just want to get better at understanding the people I talk to. And I want to get better at being an exceptionally skilled conversationalist. So you can really understand what's going on in other people's minds, and they can know you. But then there's also a societal level, which is that we've got some sort of social breakdown in this society, and that's the rise of depression, the rise of suicide. 54% of Americans say that no one knows them well. The number of people who say they have no close personal friends has gone up by fourfold since 2000. And so I really just try to walk people through the skills from the first time you meet somebody to when you're having a casual conversation, to when you're having a deep conversation, when you're talking to somebody who's suffering, talking to somebody you politically disagree with. How do you do that stuff? And so I just walk people through the skills. And I remember a couple of years ago, somebody asked me before Thanksgiving, how can we have a conversation about politics over the Thanksgiving dinner table conversation? So I said, here's my idea. Start for the first half hour. Here's your topic of conversation. Things I've always resented about you. And then when you get to politics, it'll seem easy.
Right. This year, the politics is going to be very serious and bitter, particularly on Thanksgiving time. Today is Joe Biden's birthday. As you know, he's 81 years old today. He seems to be genuinely angry and upset, having a communication problem with David Axelrod. You've been following that. He called him one of those words we don't say on government-supervised radio. What do you say to people, particularly in this fraught political atmosphere, with the passionate demonstrations, for instance, on both sides of the Gaza war issue? What do you say about getting beyond the initial political polarization so that you can even employ the skills that are discussed in your book, How to Know a Person, the subheading being The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen? How do you look past in that seeing process the political polarization?
So, you know, I have a chapter in there on how to have these conversations across ideological difference, and in the case of the Middle East, it's really passionate differences. And so one tip is try to make it a storytelling conversation. So as a journalist, I no longer ask people, what do you think about this? I ask, how did you come to believe this? And that way they're telling me a story about some event that happened in their life, some person who made values, and so some personal experience that really informed their views. So in the Middle East, I've covered Israel. I've probably been there 25, 30 times. I had a son who served in the IDF. And so I have some personal bank in the game. And so I'm going to tell you my personal experience, but I want to hear your personal experience, how you came to believe what you wanted to believe. The second thing, and I learned from an Israeli guy named Micah Goodman, which is find the disagreement under the disagreement. And this is an old Talmudic scholarly thing, that if you and I disagree about something, what's the philosophical reason deep down that is causing us to disagree? And that way we're just not repeating talking to ourselves, we're exploring the grounds of our disagreement. And then the final thing I'll say is keep the gem statement in the center. So you and I, like my brother and I may disagree on our dad's health care, but we both want what's best for our dad. And so that's the thing we agree upon, and that's the gem statement. If we can keep coming back to that, we'll save the relationship amid a disagreement. And so those are some hopefully practical tips for how to have a conversation across some super bitter differences. And the overall philosophy of the thing is, when you tell me your point of view, I want to be curious about it. I want to ask you about it two or three times. Tell me more. What am I missing here? And there's a great book I recommend called Crucial Conversations about how to have these conversations. And the authors of that book say, in any conversation, respect is like air. When it's present, nobody notices. When it's absent, it's all anybody can think about. So if you can keep that respect, then you can have a real conversation.
Okay. What's fascinating, you talk about the gem statement. And you also mentioned the Talmudic process. You know, there is a Talmudic phrase which is called the Ikerzach, the essential element, the seed element, the core element, which I think is exactly what you're talking about. What is the core element, the gem statement, or the key divide that pushes America into one of the two primary warring camps we seem to have in this country?
Yeah, I would say, there's a lot of them, but I would say one is, if you want to talk about the culture war, I would say the core element is on the left, the belief is free to be myself. And so it's a lot of it's about individual autonomy. I should do whatever I want. And then the core element on the right is I don't belong to me, that I belong to a higher power. It may be God, it may be my community, it may be my country, but the cohesion of my country is just super powerful and super important to me. And so I have obligations to family. I have obligations to flag. I have obligations to faith. And I think more on the left, it's I want to have free choice to do what I want. And the individual should be able to choose their own lifestyle, whether it's LGBTQ or whether they're born into LGBTQ or whatever. They should be able to live out the lifestyle as they personally see fit. And I think that would be the core disagreement under a lot of our other cultural disagreements.
And that disagreement and disagreements in general and how to have them less destructively is the theme of David Brooks' new bestseller, How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. And if you want to participate in the conversation, 1-800-955-1776 gives you the chance to do that. David is appearing tonight at Town Hall in Seattle, not too far from where we're sitting right now. And that will be at 7:30 p.m. Is there an announced topic? How to know a person.
Talk about my book. So you will laugh, you will cry.
So, right, and you'll get to know several hundred other people who are there at this event. We will be right back with more on politics and character in politics and more. His previous book was called The Road to Character with David Brooks, our very special guest.
stability.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the MedVed Show, it is my honor and pleasure to be speaking in studio to the one, the only David Brooks of Atlantic Magazine and the New York Times and PBS and much, much more. Also a chronically best-selling writer whose latest book is going to be the subject of his meeting tonight at Town Hall. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m. Right here in downtown Seattle. And David, you were alluding to before, there's so much publicity recently for deaths of despair in the United States, which seem to be hitting white people of a certain age particularly hard. There are staggering numbers of the number of people who die by suicide, more die by suicide than by murder, by a large margin of advantage. Drug overdoses, depression, and obviously the psychiatric and mental illness issues, issues that the late Rosalind Carter, may her memory be blessed, was very concerned with. That also increasingly devastating big swaths of the population. Why do you think that is happening right now? And how will the idea of seeing others more deeply make a difference?
Yeah, I was out in Oklahoma several months ago, and I'm giving a talk, and it's one of those talks where they ask you questions through index cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going through the index cards, and most of them are about politics. And one of them said, I turned the card over, it says, what do you do if you no longer want to be alive? And I was shocked, and I didn't know what to say. And frankly, I passed over because I just didn't know what to say. And I mentioned it at dinner the next night when I got home, and the young woman there said, my brother killed himself 3 months ago. And I lost my oldest friend to suicide in about 18 months ago. And then I'm in a little discussion group, about 30 people, and over Zoom. And I'd say half the people had some contact somewhere in their life with this. And so it's just this epidemic. And not only of suicide, it's of loneliness. You know, the number of people, 36% of Americans say they're persistently lonely. And if you leave people naked and alone, if they feel invisible, there's nothing crueler than feeling the world doesn't see you. And you feel you're invisible, you feel insulted. And among other things, you lash out. Because if you feel unseen, you feel it as an injustice. Nobody sees my dignity here. And you want to show the world you exist. And so sometimes you lash out with violence. Sometimes you, this neurotic public displays. But sometimes you just lash out in self-destructive ways. And so one of my hopes of the book is that we sit with people and we build a society in which people are more closely connected. The thing that makes us happiest is being closely connected with other human beings in community. And so that's one of my hopes. I just give people the skills to know how to do that. My more specific hope is that I help people deal with people who are contemplating suicide. And so I mentioned my friend succumbed to it a little while ago, and he had 3 years of depression. And I made some of the common mistakes people make when they're trying to sit with someone who's depressed. So one common mistake is I tried to give him ideas how to get out of depression. And I would say, you know, if you go to Vietnam, you used to do these service trips, you love that, do that. And when I realized that if you are giving people who are depressed ideas about how to get out of it, all you're doing is showing you just don't get it. Because it's not ideas they lack. It's energy. It's a lot of other things. But it's not ideas. The second thing I would do, I would try to cheer them up. And I'd say, you know, look at you have a great wife, you have great kids, great career. And I learned, so I was trying to, like, show him all the good things in his life. But all I was doing was reminding him he wasn't enjoying the things that are really enjoyable. So I was making him feel worse. And so these are the mistakes we can make. And I think that what I learned ultimately is there's not much you can say, but you can say, first of all, acknowledge the reality of the situation. This stinks. This stinks. Second, just show goodwill. I want more for you. I want more for you. And then just show in word and deed, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. And you may feel isolated. I understand that, but I'm still here with you. And the words may have you may not be able to transform the situation, but at least you'll have accompanied the person through a hard time as best as you can. And so I try to give people tips of so many people are around people who are depressed or have some mental health issues. How do you behave? And I try to give concrete tips on how do you try to do that.
Well, speaking of mental health issues, there is a national concern, and the President of the United States has spoken about this. Speaker of the House has spoken about it, and virtually everybody on all sides of our politics has spoken about the perceived rise of anti-Semitism in this country. And this is before the October 7th. October 7th clarified it and intensified it, perhaps, for people. First of all, do you believe it's true and that there has been an increase in anti-Semitic sentiment and expressions? And Have you been a little bit surprised, as I have, and I've acknowledged this, at the ability of Jewish people to actually come together in a spirit of unity, of achdut, we should say in Hebrew, that is uncharacteristic of people who are so argumentative and traditionally divided.
Yeah, though I've seen it so many times in Israel society that people in Israel, like, their politics is brutal, and they can really be at each other. But when there's there's a terrorist attack, an intifada, they come together. And I saw an account of an Israeli tank, a guy in a tank. He said, I'm super left. There are two other guys in my tank. One of them's super right. One of them is somewhere else. And we're just stuck in this tank. And so they've come together, and they found, we actually agree on 90% of the stuff, and we're one unit. We're all here together. And I think that's happened in this country. You know, I was a little surprised. I guess I was shocked, more than a little surprised, by some of the naked anti-Semitism, you know, the naked celebration of what happened on October 7th. But I ascribe it, like so many others, to an ideology that's been expanding in our universities and then in our media and then so many cultural institutions for the last 20 years or so. And it's an ideology that says we should emphasize the differences between people, not what all human beings share. We should divide people into groups. And there are oppressor groups and there are oppressed groups. And there's no human communication. If I sit with someone who's very different than me, a black woman or a Latina, lesbian, I can't really communicate with them because groups are always at war with each other. It's all power relations. I think all these are terrible ideas. I think we have all human beings have a lot in common. We're not all groups separated by oppressor-oppressed relationships. A lot of life is just friendship and trust, and it can be trust across difference. And then, you know, we're not all... it's not all group conflict. And yet a lot of young people have been inculcated with this ideology. And so they decide, is this person oppressor or oppressed? Is this group a colonizer or colonized? And once they decide Jews are the colonizers, itself a bizarre notion, by the way, then they have no category in their head for Jewish suffering. And so a Jewish woman gets raped, they have no category for that, and they're calloused.
And there's still 238, I believe, hostages who are out there still unaccounted for. May they be liberated soon. We'll be right back with David Brooks, author of How to Know a Person.
Who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together?
Michael Medved.
Sometimes you don't.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital on Sunday, but a number of staff and patients remain inside. In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump has 48%, while Biden has 41%. President Biden extends his Thanksgiving wishes to Americans in anticipation of the holiday. The president presided over the White House's traditional turkey pardoning ceremony this morning.
I hereby pardon Liberty Ann Bell. Congratulations, birds.
The pardon ensures the birds won't be eaten. John Schaefer, USA News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show with David Brooks, the author of the most recent bestseller, it is How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. We're in the midst of a presidential campaign. It's less than a year. Less than a year. We're all going to be voting. I mean, I hope all of us are going to be voting. I hope it's another big turnout. But are there any political figures or presidential aspirants on either party in any corner of this election, including people like Robert Kennedy and Cornel West and maybe Joe Manchin? Anyone who seems to be employing the lessons at relatability in your book, How to Know a Person?
Yeah, you know, when you ask me that question, my first mind leaps back to past politicians. So like Bill Clinton, famously, when you talked to Bill Clinton, you thought you were the only one in the room. And so he would,
and I feel your pain.
Yeah, so that I mean, he did have that skill. George W. Bush was probably the most extroverted president I've covered. When you're in a room with him, he would eliminate all distance between you. And he had that since childhood. His dad used to write in one of his memoirs that all the polite kids, when they were like six, were going to Sunday school, and they would say, "Hello, teacher, good to see you." And George W., six-year-old George W., would be like, "Hey, sexy lady, good to be here with you." Like, he just was like a funny guy, and he was like, he made you feel at home. And so he had that skill. I think Trump has zero of the skill, frankly. I think the idea of him being empathetic toward those around him, if it happens, I have not observed that. Biden has a bit of the skill in that I've been interviewing the guy for 30 years. What people don't get about Biden often is that he's a tough, kind of super chip on his shoulder kind of guy. But if he's, especially with working class folks, he's really sensitive to somebody he thinks is condescending to him. But with working class folks, he feels at home, and he can be quite funny, and he can do that kind of bonding. Among the others, I don't see, frankly, some of the great political personal skills. Ron DeSantis, sorry. You may like Ron DeSantis, but as an interpersonal buddy-buddy, you're looking at an ice cube. And Nikki Haley, I haven't had enough personal contact with. I'm going to stick with future President Marianne Williamson. So she probably has.
What happened to her campaign? Is she still in the race?
I believe she's still out there, but she certainly hasn't broken through in any significant way. But you know, we're living in a brutal, hard time, and so some of the skills that I talk about here is how to really build relationship. So, for example, one person who I know a bit, who is really, you're really warm to the guy, you just love being around the guy, is Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina. And he dropped out because people thought he was too nice. And so this may not be the era for nice people running for office.
At least Nikki Haley has to pretend that her 3-inch, not 5-inch, her 3-inch shields are weapons.
Yes, that's true. We're into the age of fighting.
To seem vulnerable at all. Okay, today there are two stories in the news that I'd like to try to bring together and see if you can go with me in this direction. One is the passing of Rosalynn Carter. Her memory should be a blessing. Every indication is that she was a lovely person, very positive person, patriotic American, all those things. And it's also Joe Biden's birthday. And, of course, his birthday, there are a great many fine editorials, a great piece by Jim Garrity of National Review. There's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal about how Joe Biden could help the country so enormously if he would make a Lyndon Johnson-like announcement decision. Saying that I'm going to concentrate all of my attention on handling these two devastating wars in Ukraine and in Gaza and make sure that America helps our allies, and I'm going to concentrate on that and meanwhile step out of the presidential race. And then, now, the only way I can see that, and this is where Rosalynn Carter comes in, is if Jill actually had some Rahmanis, some sympathy for her husband, who, I mean, again, it's awful for people who want the best for the country to see President Biden advancing further and further into age, but I can only imagine how painful it is for him, how difficult it is that when you're asked constantly, are you too old to be president? When 77% of Americans now, including an overwhelming majority of Democrats, think he's too old to run.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier David Axelrod, Barack Obama's former staffer. I think that must have really set Biden off, because Biden has this sense that the Obama people always looked down on him. They thought he wasn't smart enough. They thought he wasn't serious enough. They went for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And so you saw him lash. You heard, or at least third-hand reports of him, really angry at Axelrod. But I will tell you, I've had the chance to interview him in the White House a few times. And I would, personally, you can be sure of anything, but I would, if you think he should step down, I would not get your hopes up. I think he thinks he's loves the job. He thinks he's good at the job. I think his wife thinks he's good at the job. I think he thinks that I'm the only one who really understands the long history of the conflict in the Middle East, conflict and war. I have a conception of the world as between basically civilized democracies and authoritarian strongmen. I understand how to fight this war, and I think I'm needed at this moment. And I will tell you, as someone who's interviewed him, my view is he's like a pitcher who used to throw 93 who now throws 86. And so he's not what he was, but he's not a basket case either. And some of the rhetoric about him being a doddering old grandpa, I can tell you for sure, and anyone doubts me, read the book Frank Foer wrote about the Biden administration. He is running that White House. You may not like it. You may think it's a terrible administration, but Joe Biden is making those decisions. And the Biden administration would not be supporting Israel the way they are if it wasn't for Joe Biden. It's not like there's some cabal who are plotting this thing. That's all Biden. And so it's possible he'll have to step down because he's whatever, how old he is, and that things happen. But if I were a Democrat or a Republican, I would assume Joe Biden badly thinks he not only wants the presidency, but thinks he belongs and should be president.
What should we be looking for in a repeat Trump-Biden debate. You remember, of course, the first debate they had last time, which was painful. You felt like a lower kind of human being to have watched the thing.
Yeah, I went through an uncomfortable amount of bourbon during that debate. I wasn't on the air, I should say. I don't even know if we'll have debates. Trump is skipping debates now. He may want to skip them, and frankly, Biden might be just as happy. So,
well, wouldn't that be the best opportunity for Biden to show that he wasn't the doddering old grandpa, that he still had an 86-mile-an-hour fastball?
Yeah, so my doubts about the theory I just gave you, I believe in, but the doubts I have come from the way his staff treats him. Because they really protect him. They wall him off. They're super careful with him. And when they, put a 500-foot fence all around him from the media, I think, what do they know that I don't? Why are they so protective of him? And so they're afraid he'll make some slur. They're afraid he'll do a Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn sort of thing. Maybe they know something. But it would be. I think Donald Trump is not where he was in 2016. You know.
Yeah, he might not want to debate. I mean, because that first debate was very harmful. The polls show very harmful to President Trump.
Right.
But then again, could he really withstand the temptation of quite a job? Because he does imitations. You've seen some of Trump's imitations of Biden.
Right.
He does everything but drool. David Brooks, the author of How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. So what are the highlights and the lowlights we should expect from the year ahead between this Thanksgiving and next Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving of 2024, when the election is over. We will be right back with David Brooks.
Isn't that interesting?
The Michael Medved Show.
It's so cool.
Well, just when you thought,
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with best-selling author, nationally known and respected and revered columnist, David Brooks. His new book, How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. David is speaking tonight at Town Hall, and it's not too late for you to attend. He's on at 7:30. From the East Coast, it's probably not going to work, because even though it starts at 10:30 Eastern Time, okay, 7:30 right here in Seattle at Town Hall. So, David, do you have special plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm seeing my family in Philadelphia, where my father is. My father has Parkinson's, so we try to congregate around him. And so my kids are spread around the country, and we're all going to gather together. And it's one of the few times my daughter lives all the way in Southern California. She's a hockey coach, and so she gets to come back. And my son in Virginia, and my other son in New York, so we're all gathered.
Were you raised in Philly?
I went to high school in a place called Radnor, which is 13 miles. And I grew up until about age 12 in Lower Manhattan. I'm a Manhattan Lower East Side kid, and I went to a church school. I went to called Grace Church School, if anybody knows where the Strand Bookstore is in New York, right next door. And my joke is we were in the choir, and because it was, frankly, Lower Manhattan, we were about 40% Jews in the choir. And so to square it with the hymns with our religion, we wouldn't sing the word Jesus. And so the volume would drop down in the church, and then would come back up. So But I got to spend every day in chapel in that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful church. It gave me a great love of beautiful architecture. It was a really fine school.
Yeah, I was in Philadelphia until I was six. My parents moved to California.
Okay. Good move.
To San Diego, which was a whole different environment. In terms of from this Thanksgiving to next Thanksgiving, what's your most optimistic view of what can change for the better in the country from the 1 year to the next?
I guess my most optimistic view is that Hamas is finished as a political force, and some sort of set of Arab regimes get together and create an administrative state. I don't expect this, but I would love to see Putin lose and dethroned in Ukraine. Frankly, I would love to see whatever one thinks of the Republican Party. I'd love to see the reign of Donald Trump be over, and we won't be talking about him so much anymore. And there'll be a rise of new Republicans and new Democrats on the horizon. And then, frankly, I would like to see, I think we have a very strong economy. Given all the social decay we've talked about this hour, you know, the American economy is growing at a faster rate than China for the first point. Inflation is down. You wouldn't know it out here in Washington State, but back east where I am most of the time, I pay $3.19 a gallon. And so gas prices are down.
Really? You're down that low?
Yeah, that's about what we're paying these
days. Is that in New Jersey?
That's in Maryland.
And Maryland,
yeah,
wow.
So gas prices have come down quite a lot for us. I read the other day airline prices are at their lowest level in many decades, and so I'd love to see prices really begin to come down. One of the most heartening statistics for me is American productivity level is surging, and that's really the key to the economy. You want your workers to be producing stuff, and wages are growing, inequality is falling, and so I would like to see the economic gains we've seen translate into social gains. It's very hard to build a healthy democracy on top of a rotting society. And so the book is really about how do we build trusting relationships. And so I'd love to see us turn the corner on the epidemic of loneliness, depression, suicide.
Do you think that, I think a mutual friend of ours, Joe Lieberman, is in charge of No Labels.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of talk that Joe Manchin would be the candidate with someone interesting like a Chris Sununu as his vice presidential right. candidate. Is this that one election that's a unicorn where a third-party candidate, given the lack of enthusiasm for both President Biden and former President Trump, does a third-party candidate have a chance?
I don't think they have a chance to win, frankly. I think once we get to the fall, people are going to be Trump, Biden, Trump, Biden, Trump, Biden. And any support you see for a Robert Kennedy candidate, for a No Labels candidate, I think that will go down.
Cornel West?
Cornel West, whoever you want to throw in there. We could have seven or eight candidates. No, Cornel West is up like a rocket. He's going to be the latest. No.
Right.
And so I'm a little worried about the No Labels campaign because my read of the group they call the double haters, which is the people who disapprove of both candidates, there are more pro-Biden people in that camp. So my analysis, and this an objective judgment, I think, is that it would probably end up helping Donald Trump more than it would help Joe Biden. Although right now, the interesting fact for me is that a Robert Kennedy candidacy seems to hurt Trump more. And so, but as I say, his numbers, which sometimes you see him in 22% of the polls, that's wildly inflated. That's just because people hear the name Kennedy, or people think, oh, anybody but Biden and Trump, so that Kennedy guy, how bad can he be? But then they'll look into him, and his numbers will go down.
If you were giving advice to President Trump, and you were telling us some stories that were you have had some warm correspondence with President Trump.
Very one-sided.
If you were advising him on who he should choose as his running mate, have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Kanye West.
Yeah, that would be a great debate with him and Kamala.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, I think he should go. I mean, I think he will go. This is my estimation that he'll go with Carrie Lake. I think he.
Except she's running for Senate, and she's raised a lot of money.
She has.
She just issued a really, really nasty ad about Ruben Gallego, her likely Democratic opponent. Talking about his divorce.
Yeah, though if she had a chance to be vice president, would she turn that down? That would be maybe. But there are a series of other Noam, the governor. There are a few. Some of the. I think he'll probably pick a woman. And there are some pretty good candidates.
You don't think he would pick Tim Scott?
That would be a possibility. I would think that. I haven't reported this, but I've heard others report that they're leaning to picking a woman.
Yeah, I mean, I think people close to Trump have suggested that. Probably won't be Stephen Miller.
Probably won't be Stephen Miller, either the advisor or the rock band musician.
And you said before, I think you think it's 55% likelihood that President Biden is reelected.
Yeah, I say that with great humility that I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I guess the only thing I'd say is the current polls, I think, are somewhat unreliable. Because all leaders are underwater these days. We're in just an ugly time. People have lost faith. And I think when a lot of pollsters call, people decide, I'm going to send a message. And I'm going to say, I hate the incumbent. And that's very different sending a message than actually voting. And so I think some of those polls are unreliable. And I look back to the fact that in 2018, 2020, 2022, 2023, a majority of voters have said, I'm not a MAGA, I don't want MAGA back. And so I presume that majority is still there, but it's anybody's guess.
It is. And the one thing that I hope for is the one positive thing about our politics is more people have been voting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that. It's not just Trump. That started with Obama. It was an upward trend of more people going to the polls. And the idea that people should feel participants in this great democracy, is that something to feel thankful
yeah,
for?
And there's a lot at stake. So people understand that the fate of the country really is a risk. And so they want to do something for their country.
And I do think that looking at what's going on in Gaza, whichever side you are on that issue, and looking at what continues to go on in Ukraine, not to mention Darfur, which is the other genocide
right.
that Americans have paid very little attention to, there's reason for people to be concerned. But also to be concerned about personal relationships, which is the subject of the new bestseller by David Brooks. He was the best-selling author previously of The Road to Character, the new book, How to Know a Person. The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. Welcome to Seattle. I hope people come to hear you tonight. There'll be a chance for questions at the event tonight.
There will definitely be a chance for questions, so I'm looking forward to it.
So anything that I was too cloddish to think of here, you can come tonight to hear David Brooks. Tonight at Town Hall at 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how to lose the youth vote. This is a really serious mistake made by President Biden. You saw?
I'm just looking at the headline on your screen.
Yes,
no,
offended. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. He confused Taylor Swift with Britney Spears. This is serious. Yes, well, could be World War III. Yeah, at least it wasn't Miley Cyrus. There we go. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.